President Obama announced yesterday from the Rose Garden that he's asking Congress to extend the Bush-era tax cuts, but only for people making less than $250,000 per year.
I believe it's time to let the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, folks like myself, to expire.
That was the announcement from the White House yesterday. It seems designed to force the Republicans into a corner. We're joined now by our D.C. correspondent, Todd Zwillich. So, Todd, is this, first of all, is this purely a political strategy, as I have very cynically suggested, or not?
Well, sure. This is July, and the election's coming up, and taxes and the state of the economy is the number one issue we have. Of course, it's politics now. It will have the opportunity to work its way into policy, but not over the summer. This is an election year gambit. It's a populist gambit by the president. The polls are behind him on this. We can talk about those numbers. And then after the election, this is when this becomes important. We have talked many times on the show, Celeste, about how to the winner goes the spoils in this election, about major issues, about debt, deficit, distribution of wealth, and how to reorder the economy as we recover from this terrible recession we've been through. Income taxes and the expiring of the Bush tax cuts is a big part of that. In policy, in the policy arena, you won't really get down to the nitty-gritty until November or December in the lame duck session of Congress after either Mitt Romney or Barack Obama have already won.
And when you say it's a populist move, I mean, it is very specifically a populist move. He seems to have pulled this proposal straight out of the recent polls.
It's, and I'm gonna disagree with you there. Not the recent polls. President Obama has been saying this on the $250,000 and above tax cut expiration for years. This was nothing new in terms of a policy from President Obama. What the White House and the Obama campaign did here was pick a very opportune time to remind everybody what the president, where the president stands on this, and to restart the debate on taxes. The president has been saying this all along. Now, you mentioned the poll numbers, Celeste, and the populist move. The idea of people making over $250,000 or more having their Bush tax cuts expire, i.e. going from 34.9% that they pay now back to about 39%, polls in the mid to high 60s. And a lot of those people are independents in the swing states. This is a tailored position that's going to do very well for President Obama in swing states like Ohio and Michigan when voters are thinking about who pays enough as we try to pay down our debt and deficit. So that's a populist move in that regard. But the president's been saying it all along, and we should say what the Republican response is on this, that if you let the tax cuts on $250,000 and above expire, you're going to hit a lot of small businesses, that not all small businesses are incorporated. They have regular family income, regular income tax, and that all you're doing is raising taxes on small businesses, or what Republicans like to call job creators. That's their preferred term. Now, in fact, that's about 900,000 small businesses, and the president points out that it's only 3% of small businesses across the country. But you can see what he's doing here. What the president is trying to do, and this is important, he's trying to box Republicans in. There's going to be a big fight. The Republican position is very clear. Don't raise taxes on anybody, especially not when the economy is sputtering and trying to recover. Extend the tax cuts. In fact, let's have more tax cuts in some cases for everyone, the middle class and the upper classes as well. The president is saying, hey, we agree on everyone up to $250,000. In fact, we agree on the income for the very wealthiest up to $250,000. The only place where we disagree, Republicans, independents, is on all those dollars you make from $250,000 and one up to however many, you know, millions you make, rich
right.
folks. And that's the tack the president is taking and saying, hey, look, the Republicans are going to say no to everything unless they get tax cuts for the very wealthiest. I'm a populist here. Mitt Romney isn't. And the only last thing I want to mention that's important is the timing that the president has chosen on this, Celeste. And we talked about that a second ago, and it's important. The president has had this position for years, but the other things going on in the campaign coming out of the Obama campaign and Obama for America in Chicago really dovetail nicely.
Are you talking about the discussions of Mitt Romney's assets overseas?
his assets overseas, in the Caymans, in Swiss bank accounts, release more of your tax returns. Mitt Romney isn't in touch with regular people. These are two separate arguments. One is policy. One is sort of a personal attack on Mitt Romney. But they all kind of coalesce around the same idea. One guy, according to the Obama campaign, is for the middle class and for regular folks. One guy has tax shelters, is super wealthy, has a dressage horse competing in the Olympics.
That's dressage, Todd.
Pardon me, dressage. But you see how these two things dovetail nicely, and the Romney campaign wants you to remember what we're not talking about in this discussion. We're not talking about jobs. We're not talking about an economy that earned only 80,000 new jobs.
Right, a sleight of hand coming from the president
last report.
Here.
And that's exactly, and that's what the Romney campaign wants you to remember.
Right.
The president can divide the classes, but we're not talking about jobs, and that's the thing.
But look, Todd, the president isn't just getting pushback from Republicans. He's getting pushback from some of the Democrats as well, who are looking ahead at some pretty tough fights. They're saying he's cutting taxes for, I mean, he's raising taxes for too many people.
There are some powerful people in Congress who have been for the what's called a millionaire's tax. These are people like Chuck Schumer in New York and Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader in the House, who've both been for a cutoff at $1 million, not $250,000. Both of those individuals have softened their position over the last 24 hours and said, look, this isn't a fight about the details. The president can lead on this. We can have a debate about the specifics between a million and 250,000 when it's time to negotiate, but we are for the middle class and we're behind the president. So you saw those two people and some other Democrats kind of walk back behind the president on that one yesterday.
All right. So the president says he will veto the proposals that would raise taxes, that would cut taxes for people above the $250,000 mark.
Yes, and he won't get the chance to do that. It's not going to reach his desk before the election. But if it did, that's his position. And the House later this month is going to vote on that exact same thing. The Republican-led House by the end of July will vote on a permanent extension, a 10-year extension, I should say, of all the Bush tax cuts. And that's going to be the solid Republican position. Don't raise taxes on anybody. The president says, I would veto that. It won't reach his desk. But again, he's trying to box those Republicans in. You'll give away tax cuts for everybody, for the middle class, just to save it for the narrow one percenters. And that's what the president wants you to take away from this. The Republicans say, jobs, folks. The president is presiding over a sputtering economy. That's where we're at.
Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Thanks as always.
Sure thing.